tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. A UN official says Syria is hampering aid to people in need. A senior UN official is accusing the Syrian government of refusing permission for relief agencies to distribute humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable Syrians in blockaded and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland calls this past week very disappointing. He says the United Nations has been waiting for 4 days for the Syrian government to give the green light for the delivery of aid to 287,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Egeland says the one positive note in this otherwise grim scenario is the United Nations likely will be able to do major evacuations of wounded, sick, and their relatives from 4 towns under siege in the near future.
Altogether, it could be up to 500 people. It's one of the biggest medical evacuations that have been planned. We hope it to happen.
Egeland says in this situation of life and death, medical evacuations, medical assessment missions, and assistance should be routine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In a brazen assault near the Syrian capital, Islamic State militants Thursday abducted 300 cement workers and contractors in an area northeast of Damascus, that according to Syrian State TV. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria said the next round of peace talks in Geneva was expected to start next week around April 13th. That announcement by Stefan de Mistura. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep